I'm Steve Miller reporting. Rescuers located 12 boys and their soccer coach alive deep inside a partially flooded cave in northern Thailand late Monday, more than a week after they went missing, bringing hope in a desperate search that has attracted international help and captivated the nation. Chiang Rai Provincial Governor Narongsak Osatanakorn said the 13 were in the process of being rescued, but he cautioned that they were not out of peril yet. Rescue divers had spent much of Monday making preparations for a final push to locate the lost soccer players, aged 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old coach. They disappeared when flooding trapped them when entering the Tam Luang Nang Nang Cave on June 23rd. Thai Navy SEAL divers and rescue workers from other countries made initial progress through the narrow passageway early Monday after passing through a key chamber on Sunday, whose high, murky waters had previously blocked their progress. Mexico's next president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said Monday he will seek to remain in NAFTA along with the United States and Canada, and that he respects the existing Mexican team renegotiating the trade pact. VOA's Bill Gallo.
López Obrador, who will take office in December, said he would discuss NAFTA with President Enrique Peña Nieto in their first meeting after the election, which is set for Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump has been openly antagonistic to Mexico over trade and migration since his own presidential campaign. López Obrador has said he wants to make Mexico more economically independent of the United States. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will make a last-ditch effort to end a migration row with her conservative allies by holding more talks with her interior minister, whose offer to resign casts doubt over whether her fragile government can survive. Horst Seehofer was persuaded by party colleagues to have one more meeting with Merkel Monday to try and resolve the long-standing row and said he would make his final decision within 3 days. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security adviser said Sunday the United States has a plan that would lead to the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in a year.
The president would like to see these discussions move promptly to get a resolution. This has been the advice that China's leader Xi Jinping has given us as well. So we're going to try and proceed to implement what the two leaders agreed to in Singapore.
Bolton's remarks on CBS's Face the Nation appeared to be the first time the Trump administration had publicly suggested a timeline for North Korea to fulfill the commitment leader Kim Jong-un made with President Donald Trump last month for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday that the fleeing of the Rohingya from Myanmar to Bangladesh was probably one of the most tragic stories in relation to the systemic violation of human rights.
The road is a long road, but every road starts with the first step. And this is the kind of concession that was possible to obtain at the present moment from Myanmar. Let's test the sincerity of these concessions, and that let's move on in relation to the full rights of the people.
Guterres praised Bangladesh's government for being generous toward the refugees, but that the solidarity of the international community was demonstrating toward the crisis was not necessarily being translated into reality when it came to funding. Bassist Alan Longmuir, who was a founding member of the Scottish pop group the Bay City Rollers, has died in Scotland at the age of 70. No cause of death was given. AP Music correspondent Margie Zerolata.
The legend of the Bay City Rollers says they got their name from pointing randomly or throwing a dart at a map and landing on Bay City, Michigan. They made their name with catchy songs, good looks, and tartan outfits. Their biggest hit in America was Saturday Night, and they scored top 10 hits with Money, Honey, and I Only Want to Be With You. Longmuir left the band in 1976, but rejoined for a 2015 reunion tour. Longmuir's family says he used to describe himself as just a plumber from Edinburgh.
I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving.